when Mrs. McCurdy called about Ma. My father died when I was too young to remember him, and I was an only child, so it was just Alan and Jean Parker against the world. Mrs. McCurdy, who lived just up the road, called to the apartment I shared with three other guys. She had gotten the number off the magnetic minder board Ma kept on her fridge.
"'Twas a stroke," she said in that long and drawling Yankee accent of hers. "Happened at the restaurant. But don't you go flying off all half-cocked. Doctor says it wa'n't too bad. She's awake, and she's talking."
"Yeah, but is she making sense?" I asked. I was trying to sound calm, even amused, but my heart was beating fast, and the living room suddenly felt too warm. I had the apartment all to myself. It was Wednesday, and both my roomies had classes all day.
"Oh, yeah. First thing she said was for me to call you, but not to scare you. That's pretty sensible, wouldn't you say?"
"Yeah. But of course I was scared. When someone calls and tells you your mother has been taken from work to the hospital in an ambulance, how else are you supposed to feel?"
"She said for you to stay right there and mind your schooling until the weekend. She said you could come then if you didn't have too much studying to do."
Sure, I thought, fat chance. I just stay here.